This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, HaystackHelp.com. You'll find a lot of great companies to do business with there. But today, as always, we kick off our week with Kyle O'Dell, Money Beliefs versus Money Realities, OWRS firm. Their number for free consultation, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Man, I tell you, it seems like these weeks we were talking before the show come about, these Mondays come every 3 days.
It is flying by. I think it's because I didn't want the tax deadline to get here so quickly, and it's just here.
Exactly.
So, yep. Yeah. Time to write a check.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. For most of us, that is exactly it. Once again, you know, each week we try to bring you on local experts and all in some different fields a little bit. And sometimes Kyle will take the show for himself. But Kyle, interesting topic today as we talk about the tax time.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I'm excited about having Lawrence Levy, president and CEO of Levy and Associates, on today. And we're going to talk about, you know, spend some time on taxes and cover some topics that hopefully are relevant. And looking forward to talking through this with Lawrence. So, Lawrence, excited about having you on. Are you there?
I'm here, and thanks, guys. All right. We love going on the radio and raising public awareness about, as opposed to what you guys mentioned, writing a check. Well, what happens if you can't write the check? If you're in a financial pickle.
Now you're right, talking to me.
Right. What alternatives exist? And that's what we specialize in. It's one of the oldest standing tax resolution firms in the country. Talking taxes when you are in a pickle and you can't afford to pay what your CPA says you owe or you haven't filed in a few years, what do you do? So if you can't write the check, that's what we need to talk about.
Great, great. And that's first question here, you know, leading off that I was going to go into. So that tax deadline's approaching tomorrow. What can taxpayers do now if they are unsure whether or not they can pay that tax bill on time? What are their options?
Well, let's talk about a few things. First of all, just to be clear, because of April 15th falling on a Sunday yesterday, you obviously would typically get till the Monday, but in Washington, D.C., it's Emancipation Day. So that's a holiday that's observed there, which means the IRS deadline extended through Tuesday. It won't happen next year, by the way. So if you have not filed because you know you're going to owe, typically you're going to want to always file on time because the failure to file penalty is a problem. Now, you have the option to file an extension, but if you owe, filing the extension only extends the period of time to file but not to pay. So the bigger question is, let's say that you're a self-employed lawyer, doctor, plumber, electrician, real estate agent, or you just happen to get 1099 or you had a good year. We had a client from Arizona, and he had a very high K-1 that threw him into owing $10,000. So there's a few options that are out there for taxpayers. You probably hear a lot of ads, late-night TV, on the radio, satellite radio, whatever it may be, for trying to settle for pays on the dollar. Are you both familiar with what's an offer and compromise is all about?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, so someone, and I'll give a few examples. We just recently, these are pretty extreme examples, but they are a perfect one for explaining how it works conceptually. And I say extreme because the dollars were very high and the offer and compromise amount was proportionately low. But there is no specific eighth grade math behind it. But here's what happened. We had a real estate agent that came upon some hard times when the economy was in the tank a few years back. Year after year, he could never dig himself out of it. Married, nice guy. And he ended up owing over $700,000. And he had a very aggressive revenue officer who was trying to levy, like my last name, levy bank accounts, levy against his receivables, which would be his commissions, obviously. We were able to step in and file an offer and compromise. And through that process, the IRS accepted $59,000 and change. So he was literally able to settle for less than 10 cents on the dollar. Now, it doesn't always work out like that, But if a taxpayer qualifies, and there's basically two factors that will dictate if someone qualifies for relief under an offer and compromise program. It's rather straightforward as far as how you do the analysis, but it gets detailed as to how do you get from start to finish. But basically, it's what do you make, what do you spend? The what you make is what it is. The what you spend, however, has certain caps on it. The second criteria is what liquidity assets do you have that have equity in them? So your asset equity table is what's discussed. So what do you make, what do you spend, and then basically what do you have? So if you have a house that's got equity in it, a condo, a timeshare, retirement, is it the type of retirement that you can actually cash in or borrow against, or is it ones that have the golden handcuffs and you can't touch them? So all of those factors go into determining what a taxpayer can do, the offer and compromise being obviously the home run. We had another lady, again, she was in the construction business, real estate-ish, if you will, and she had payroll tax debt. And her payroll tax debt was about $110,000 that flowed through to her for what's called trust fund, and she was able to settle for about $12,000. So it works if the taxpayer qualifies. But what if, and I'll give you another example, what if you just make too much or you spend too much or you have too much in equity? So then you're going to be stuck with a payment plan, which IRS calls an installment agreement. And there's different types of terms as far as how long they allow you to pay. And that's also going to be somewhat driven by the dollar amount. So if you owe under a certain amount, you can pay for this. And if you owe over that, you have to give full financials. And what if you can't afford to pay? And what we see, guys, quite a bit, and for anyone listening out there, if this is you, pick up the phone and you give us a call. Our phone number, by the way, is 800-TAX-LEVY. And yes, Levy really is my last name. But if this sounds like something that you're going through, I'm sure it's pretty stressful and you worry and you toss and turn and maybe you didn't have a good night's sleep last night. But if you have money and you can afford to pay, then you have to go into a payment plan. Or if you have equity, think of it like this, guys. If you owed me money and I knew that you were sending your kids to private school, I knew that you were putting your kids through college and being a good dad, and as I would put my kids in school, or if I knew that you owed me money and you had a house that was worth $500 million, you only owed $100,000, I'd say, refi the house, get rid of the house, give me the money. IRS, in theory, is going to say the same thing. So if you don't qualify for an offer and compromise, there's always going to be a plan B, which is going to be a payment plan. Make sense?
Right. Let me ask you this real quick, Lauren. So needless to say, the ideal situation is, hey, you know, you file, you pay, or you do the extension. What about those that say, hey, you know, I don't even file. I haven't filed for a couple of years. I've never heard anything of an IRS. Aren't you still better off getting back in the system and filing, even if you can't pay? Because that's where more of the criminal side of it is, isn't it, if you don't file?
Yeah, we don't deal in criminal tax matters when there's what they call a CI, a criminal investigation. Our office is in the civil tax controversy space. But, yes, we hear things like that. If you don't file, the willful failure to file is an issue. But you are correct. Oftentimes people are self-employed, and for whatever the reason, they don't get a 1099. So they're somewhat off the radar with the income reporting document, so the W-2, the 1099. And sometimes it takes years for IRS to catch up. It could be that you're W-2'd and you've just slipped through the cracks, but you are correct. And we see that all the time. I've been in the business a long time, 2 decades, longer than that, actually. And we see this all the time where someone hasn't filed in 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, and you have to go back and catch up. And it's not just individuals. It could be a company who hasn't filed their corporate tax returns. And sometimes the corporate returns have to be done first in order to see what that flow-through effect would be to their personal tax returns, because they may have taken money out that they shouldn't have. And if it's not an S-corp, how's that going to be reflected? So there's a lot of bookkeeping and accounting. And more often than not, the vast majority of the time, we see that these problems are directly attributed to a lack of bookkeeping or accounting if you're a small business. For example, earlier today, I was actually talking to a gentleman who owned a flooring business. I said, what type of flooring? He said, anything you walk on. So I assume hardwood tiles, carpet. And he has his last tax return he filed was in 2012. And I said, I'm looking at it. Here's a copy that you sent over to us, and you owe $13,000. Yeah, I'm on a payment plan, and I'm paying them a few hundred a month. But technically, that agreement, if he really is in one, should have defaulted, because if you're in a payment plan and you have a subsequent year that has a liability, or you don't file in a subsequent year, technically that installment agreement would default. So we see that a lot where someone hasn't filed. But to your point, absolutely, get yourself back on the radar, get yourself back into the system. Being proactive is really one of the things that we stress on the radio show that I have. And we talk about compliance, and we always speak about when a client comes in, there's a lot of C's that we talk about, as in ABC, the letter C. Current compliance is a critical component of any tax resolution file. So until you can get yourself in current compliance, filing on time, paying on time, making your estimated tax payments, unfortunately, the resolution doors don't really open or even exist, because IRS says, why did you get into this mess, and what are you going to do to stop the bleeding? And we hear stories, you know, some of them are sad, where a client's got medical issues, cardiac, cancer, you know, the real sad stuff, a child that's been, challenged with a lot of medical issues, just stuff that's tear-jerking moments, to say the least. But then we hear other stories, gambling problem, buried their head in the sand, went through a bad divorce. The stories are endless with us. Partner lied to me, didn't know about it. It's just, it's on and on and on, and over 20-some years, we hear it all. But again, get yourself back into filing compliance, because I will guarantee you one thing, that once you are proactive, you can at least see light at the end of the tunnel. You're not going to have those nights where you're going to toss and turn and worry about it. And IRS can be a very scary thing. And not just IRS, by the way, it could be the state. And states are having issues. In fact, we were talking to, right before we went on the air today, we were talking to a client of ours that has an issue, she owns a bar, and that particular state is threatening to revoke her sales tax license and her liquor license. So she can't even operate because she owes $70,000 in back sales tax. So there's options that exist. You just have to be proactive. And my last name, Levy, is not used until way down the road. So people always joke and say, is that really your last name? And I say, of course it is. But ultimately, the IRS does not issue a levy, a bank levy, a wage levy. You know, people think of it as a wage garnishment. That happens months and months and months and months down the road after they've sent you a tremendous amount of mail. I always joke that I think that the IRS really helps keep the Postal Service in business, because they just send a huge amount of mail to a taxpayer saying, we're going to do this, you owe money. They send you what's called a final notice, and people say, well, what is this final notice? And I say, well, what do you think it is? It's your final notice before we levy. And so it's right there on the form, in the middle of the page, in bold print, final notice intent to levy. They say, well, what does that mean? I say, well, what do you think it means? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but a lot of people, they're almost paralyzed. I can't tell you over the years how many clients have come into our office with stacks of mail that are unopened in the envelopes. And right behind where I sit, or one of my case managers sit, we have a letter opener, and we can't, you know, there's just, it's countless how many times that happens. And the stories, they range from clinical depression to it's all over the board what we hear in what we call the civil tax controversy world.
Hey, Lawrence, real quick, you know, I think you're right on with that. You know, I've had clients come into my office where they're behind on their taxes, and they just get to that point where they just put their head in the sand. And so let's say someone does want to fix that situation, and so now they step up to the plate, and, you know, a lot of times they are scared to finally, you know, make that call to the IRS. But how far will the IRS go to work with you, you know, just being flexible on their end, you know, if you do finally accept and say, okay, hey, I'm willing to fix this, I'm going to step up, I'm going to call the IRS, how far will they go then to work with that person?
We never want you to reach out to the IRS yourself. We always want you to seek professional advice. Generally speaking, the IRS is not going to be that receptive because you've been proactive. Clients always say, look, I picked up the phone, I called an 800 number, and I thought that that would get me some brownie points, for lack of a better term. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't. And a lot of the topics we talk about on my radio show is that the IRS is filled with human beings, much like the three of us are. And someone may be friendly and be willing to bend over backwards to help, and someone may be the complete, you know, antichrist of that and be absolutely rude and obnoxious and unfriendly. And we hear and see it both. But it's no different than if you go into a restaurant and you happen to get a great waiter, but the food is horrible, and the waiter says, "I'm really sorry," and the chef just messed up on the order. It's personality. It happens all the time. So unfortunately, we would never recommend that anyone reaches out to any taxing authority themselves. We always want you to seek professional advice, because you wouldn't know what to do, what to say, what not to say, what your appeal rights are, what your rights are as a taxpayer, what options exist. And that, I will tell you, fellas, I see it day in and day out, where clients will come into our office and day in and day out, they are saying, you know, I never knew that I could do this. I never knew I could do that. The IRS thought that. I'll share one quick story with you here before we wrap up. But we had a client that owed $250,000 in payroll tax, and he met with a bankruptcy attorney. And the bankruptcy attorney was trying to play tax resolution specialist. And that bankruptcy attorney didn't know what he was doing, didn't know what to say, and actually met with the client, the taxpayer, and an IRS revenue officer. And ultimately, what ended up happening was the revenue officer said, "Hey, what can you pay?" And the client didn't know what to say, so he says, "I think I can afford $5,000 a month." Well, if you can afford $5,000 a month, that means that you can show a profit of $60,000 a year on paper, right? That's what that would equate to. So now the guy ends up hiring us. When you look at his financials, he really doesn't show the company any disposable income. So now one of the power of attorneys, which is what it's called in the tax resolution world, there's an IRS POA form, has to come in and say, "Look, I'm sorry that our client opened up his mouth. He felt he was backed into a corner, so he said whatever he could say just to get out of that room. And unfortunately, the bankruptcy lawyer didn't know what to say or what not to say. It should have never had the IRS sitting there and been in that awkward of a spot. So now the IRS is thinking, oh, yeah, this guy can pay $5,000 a month from his company, but in reality, he can't pay a nickel. So imagine how difficult that is now for us to come in there and try and explain that based upon the financials, where the revenue officer, who we've known, by the way, for a long time, she's reasonable, but she's a veteran revenue officer. In her mind, she thinks that this business can afford to pay $5,000 a month, and we're coming back and saying, no, we're sorry. His profit loss statement shows an inability to pay. And then what we do is we request that taxpayer be put in what's called currently non-collectible,
right,
which, by the way, is another option. So to recap, you have the home run of the offer and compromise, settling for less than 100 cents on the dollar, but you have to qualify. We want to be very clear about that, that everyone's going to qualify for it. We wish they did, but they just don't. It's just mathematics, if you will. The second option is an installment agreement, and there's variations of how you go about setting that up. And then the third one is where IRS deems you what they call CNC, the acronym for currently non-collectible. Those are generally the three options that exist in our tax resolution, civil tax controversy world.
Right. Lawrence, can you hang with us just through one couple of minute break here, and we'll come back and we've got just maybe one or two other things, and we'll cut you loose. Could you hang with us?
Yeah, by all means. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with Kyle Odell. You can check out Kyle's website, owrsfirm.com. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with my good friend here, Kyle O'Dell. Our special guest today, Lawrence Levy. And you can check him out at LevyTaxHelp.com. And the number is 1-800-TAX. Now, see, Texas, we say Levy. I guess say Levy. All right, yeah, Levy. Yeah. All right. 1-800-TAX-LEVY. Yeah.
Can't get the Texas out of you, can we?
Can't get the Texas out of me. Now, Lawrence, just real quick, I want to make sure, before I really promote everything, people should call you from here. Do you service everyone? I mean, if people here in Denver, man, I need to talk to that guy. Can you help anybody? And when I say help anybody, we can at least call you.
by all means, give us a call, and we're happy to talk. There's no issue with it whatsoever. But the tax issue for some people can be extremely stressful, and you want to just be as proactive as you can be, because ultimately you want to try and focus on what matters in life, your loved ones and your family and your business oftentimes. And really that's a critical part of life, and when you're dealing with tax problems, it's very consuming. And we like to try and say that when you've at least retained our office, we will let you sleep well at night. That's part of the goal.
Absolutely. Give us just a little bit of a warning, because you've been doing this a long time. There's no doubt you've seen it where people have been scammed. There are a lot of companies in this business that you want to stay away from because, I mean, they charge, you know, ginormous upfront fees, all that kind of thing. But just how do you go about, now again, our recommendation is to call you, 1-800-TAX-LEVY. But how do people, so to speak, kind of screen a company that deals with this?
I would always ask, how long have you been in business, number one. Number two, who you have on your bench. We have the former IRS revenue officers. We have attorneys. We have CPAs. We have what's called EAs, enrolled agents. So you want to find out who's going to be actually representing you, and you want to do your homework. Certainly the Better Business Bureau is always a very good tool to start. Reviews, it's tough in today's world with online reviews, but certainly take a look there. But in our opinion, you want someone who's been around for a long time, who specializes in tax resolution. And you want to make sure that they're not too big, but that they're not too small, because oftentimes you want to make sure that you have the hands-on personalized service where you can have interaction literally 7 days a week. So that's what we like. We're very hands-on. We're very personable. But how long has a company been around, and is this what they specialize in? A lot of times we get referrals from CPAs. A lot of times we get referrals from lawyers who are honest, because it's not their bag of tricks. We get a tremendous amount of referrals from CPAs and lawyers, but we also see a lot of CPAs and lawyers who are trying to play in the tax resolution world and they're just way out of their league. It's really an embarrassment to the field, and it's really sad to see this bankruptcy lawyer in particular, the one I talked about before you guys took the break there. It's really a sad state where this gentleman didn't even know the basics. So, for example, when you go to the dentist and you were to say to the hygienist, hey, are you going to floss my teeth today? And the hygienist says, what's floss? Well, I was on the phone with this bankruptcy lawyer just asking for a smooth transition so one of the POAs in my office could actually figure out where he left off. And I said a couple of basic terms. Hey, did you file a CDP on a 1058? Now, that lingo, you guys wouldn't know, but that is as basic as asking the hygienist, are you going to floss my teeth?
Right.
And this guy said, I really don't know what that means. Can you please translate? It was horrific.
Wow.
And we see that just all too often. It's just it's terrible. So, you know, do your homework. Ask questions. But like when you take, I always tell clients, when you take your kid to the pediatrician, right, you want to have that comfort level. You want to really feel that individual is able to take care of you. And you want to have that same warm and fuzzy feeling, maybe not to that extent because we're not a pediatrician, but similar. That's what we always tell people. Do your homework and make sure they're knowledgeable.
Right.
So, Lawrence, you know, I noticed, you know, as we look at, you know, I've been looking at your website, and, you know, one of your specialties there is audit defense. You know, being a small business owner, you know, that's always, I think, you know, a lot of our clients, little things that people bring up all the time is that, you know, the last thing I ever want, I never want a full audit. Just, I think it's a lot of it, just the time and hassle of going back and getting all those records and going through everything. But, you know, what are some things that you see along the way that cause red flags, you know, on the IRS's side that people can be aware of so that, you know, they have maybe a less of a chance of getting audited?
Sure. A few things. Number one, you always want to make sure that you don't self-prepare your tax returns. So whether you go to a national chain, which we highly don't recommend, but you always want to make sure that you have someone in that paid preparer box at the bottom of page two. So you want to have a name of a firm. And I always say you want to have someone, what I call at sea level. And I don't mean water, but I mean you want someone who's got a comma after their name signing the tax return. So generally speaking, comma CPA, certified public accountant, or comma EA, enrolled agent. So to me, it's important that you have someone who's got a comma after their name signing that tax return. Number two, you don't want to have silly mistakes. So you don't want to put a number in an incorrect line item. That can throw things off, and there's algorithms that we'll never know. Just like we don't know if Area 51 exists, we won't know what these algorithms are. But you don't want to have something that's disproportionate. And as an example, let's say you have a husband and wife couple with two kids, so family of four, and they're making $100,000 of gross income, and they own a house, but then you go to their charitable contributions, and it's $35,000. Well, first of all, how are they living if they're literally donating a third of their gross income to charity? How are they physically living, right? So there's certain things that are just logical. And the other thing that we see a lot are rounded numbers. So for the self-employed individuals, the realtors, the plumbers, the lawyers, the electricians, anyone who's self-employed, well, and I would ask you guys, I'll ask both of you guys, here's a pop quiz. So for your business cell phone expense, how much did you spend per month on your cell phone expense, roughly?
$115 and change.
There you go. So that's
or
a lot more specific.
Sorry,
than,
$215.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, my wife handles
it. So that's
it.
A lot more. Right. That's a lot more specific than someone who says, "Yeah, I spend $100 a month and $1,200." Well, you don't spend $100 a month. It's not exactly $100, and you don't want to round the numbers. So you want to be very specific with your numbers. Now, some numbers may be rounded, like rent, $1,000 a month, $12,000. You may have professional fees. The lawyer charges you $7,500 or $10,000. So a rounded number is certainly not out of the realm of possibility in some line items, but you just want to make sure that you are not rounding numbers. And audits are scary because a lot of times people have made mistakes on tax returns. They've either overstated expenses, they potentially have understated the income, or both. But oftentimes, though, we're going to see where it's fixable, and you want to try and come clean, and you want to address the exam agent, so the audit person on the other end, and the audits have appeal rights with them. So much like everything with the IRS, it's generally speaking a two-round challenge. If you don't like what round one is going to get you or do for you, you have a second option, which means you can go to appeals on it. But being audited, it's a scary thing, and it's time-consuming, and they want a lot of records, and you have to go back and dig up, and it's not necessarily recent. You wouldn't be getting audited for a 2016 year at this point, generally speaking.
Sure.
You're going to be getting audited for something in 2015 that was due in 2016. So now you're going to go back and have to remember what happened or what this check was to John Smith or Jane Doe from 3 years ago, right? And if your records are not the greatest, or they got lost in a flood, or they got, you know, lost in a fire, what do you do? And we see that quite a bit.
Yep,
that's pretty
absolutely.
Common. So, you know, that's the audit world.
That makes it really tough. And like I said, it's just the time of coming up with those records. So, Lawrence, I really appreciate you being on today. And if any of our listeners want to check out your website, they can go to levytaxhelp.com, or it's 1-800-TAX-LEVY. If they want to reach out to you and talk to you further about any of your services. But I really appreciate your time and being on today.
Well, we really appreciate the time. And I was just on a local Fox affiliate locally for me, and we like to raise public awareness. So the more we can get the word out, a lot of people do not know that this type of help exists.
Yep.
And it's very specialized, much like you go to the dentist, and the dentist says, look, I think you need braces. They send you to the orthodontist. So just make sure if you're listening, you go to someone who specializes in tax resolution work, audit defense work, IRS civil collections. But, guys, thanks so much. Really appreciate the time and the airtime, and good luck with the next 24 hours for the filing deadline.
Okay.
Any questions, you call us at 800-TAX-LEVY. And always remember, you want a levy on your side, not one against you. And don't fear a levy. You hire a levy.
Absolutely. Well, Lawrence, thank you so much. One again, 1-800-TAX-LEVY. Kyle, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
OWRSfirm.com for Kyle O'Dell. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We're going to the phones now. Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, and his number, 303-781-5617 for a free consultation. Dr. Steadman, happy Monday, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, good, good. We were just talking about all the tax stuff, so I guess it's not really a happy Monday here before our deadline tomorrow.
This is
where dementia can come in. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if you have some depression or if you're getting some, knots in your stomach or if you're sweating a lot or having some insomnia, that could be a good place for you to go next.
Exactly. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, we kind of kicked this off and talking a little bit things about aging and memory loss, dementia. And in our first segment there, we talked about kind of that normal aging and all the different steps with that. But then really getting into this whole thing now of just, you know, dementia a little bit and then how you go about. So if someone calls you, you know, and they say, hey, I'm just having trouble with my memory and all the things like that, let's start off what that initial consultation will look like.
So initial consultation, we sit down with whoever comes in. So a lot of times with dementia, you know, and some of these Alzheimer's and neurodegenerative conditions, usually the family comes in, which is always really great. Mm-hmm. So we sit down and our goal is to see if working together would be a good match. And so we do that by kind of getting an idea of what the person has been going through and even what the family's been going through, maybe what where they've been, doctors they've seen, things they've tried, kind of where the progression of maybe the condition is, you know, how is that progression? So we kind of get an idea of where the family is and where the patient's at so that, because I want to see if I can help them. That's important. And then after I'm done getting that information, then it's good to educate more about what we do. And so I talk to the family about how we do some really thorough, detailed, you know, neurological examining. We do a really comprehensive history. We do comprehensive labs. That everything that we do is very comprehensive. And I kind of explain that process to them. And we take about 20, 30 minutes for free. So I donate my time and to make sure that starting a relationship
sure.
with the family and the patient is a good one. And then from there, everybody always has kind of their next big question is, well, how much is this going to cost? And honestly, we don't know how much is going to cost until we talk with people because mm-hmm. everybody is different. And after we talk with people during that consultation, then we have an idea on cost and where we want to get started. And then we go over that with the patient and we make sure financially it's a good fit. So
right.
it's really like a no pressure, come in, see the office, meet the staff, meet the doctors, you know, and make sure this is a place that you feel comfortable in.
Right. Are there any, as you sit down and maybe you think about the last, you know, half dozen patients that you've talked to about this area, any contributing factors of where you say, hey, or common factors, I should say, of, you know, boy, something maybe, you know, military kind of people, you know, or just whatever, just some kind of common ground that these people go through?
Are you asking as far as symptoms or?
Yes, causes? Yes, yes.
Symptoms?
Yes.
The symptoms are usually, they kind of start off with like kind of forgetfulness, you know, so things that they did on a routine basis that's, you know, when you use that expression, like, I know that's like the back of my hand, you know, some of those just routine everyday things, they start becoming a little bit forgetful and they start missing a step. So they're not totally doing it wrong, but they're missing a step here and they're missing a step there. So that's a really common symptom. Probably another big symptom is repeating themselves, you know, and even patients will tell me, you know, like, I didn't realize I had a problem until somebody told me, well, you told me that 10 times today already, you know, and you're just kind of, it's those little short-term memory pieces. So forgetting little steps, you forgot where you know, you lost your debit card, you lost your glasses, you couldn't find the remote control, you forgot where you parked your car. It's just these little forgetful things that don't seem like a lot, but they start adding up more and more and more. And that's kind of one of the biggest things that we see as far as symptoms that people, it really scares them or scares the family into really wanting to get this checked before things become bad.
Sure. What are things that, you know, us as relatives, parents, even with children, I mean, do you see this in any kind of early age or not very much?
You know, we've seen it becoming more early age, which is kind of getting sad. You know, it's no longer an old person disease like it was thought. It's definitely hitting people at many different ages now. And I think maybe I've told a story, you know, I got a family member that, you know, she was diagnosed at 66, you know, and now she's in a memory care facility, mm-hmm. you know, and which is sad because I think she's 68 now, you know. So, I mean, she is the youngest person, you know, in that facility. But when we kind of met with other facilities and, you know, we're kind of interviewing different places, I mean, they were talking how they had people in their 50s in these memory care facilities.
Wow.
Which means that the process probably started somewhere in their 40s and just started progressing, you know, either really fast or maybe it took a decade. So we're seeing some people who are young, which is really sad. And I think that's, you know, big and large into what we talked about on the show about, I think, inflammation and diabetes and, you know, some of your high stress and, you know, things like that.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. Integrated Health Systems is the company, and integratedhealthdenver.com is his website. And as Dr. Steadman says, he gives that initial consultation just to make sure that he can be of help and be of value. And it's a great opportunity to get in front of a real, real professional that, I mean, he does this every day, 303-781-5617 for that free consultation. So when we look at all the things that are going on with just, you know, the memory, the dementia things, are there things that we could do maybe with our parents or grandparents, depending on their age and how they're doing, to help them to stimulate their mind more? Are there things that we can do to help them?
You know, your mind is a you use it or lose it type of organ. You know, so I think keeping your mind sharp is one of those things with, you know, like, you know, volunteering and being involved and having a purpose, having a passion. You know, I think keeping your brain stimulated is one of the things that we can do and you can do with, you know, with that loved one. Well, you got to keep them engaged, you know, and if you don't use math all the time and if you haven't used math for like 20 years, you're probably not going to be very good at it. You know, but you see those people who are engineers and accountants, and it's fascinating that even when their brain is not working, that math side of them is mm-hmm. sharp. You know, so whatever you do consistently, and the term is called plasticity. Whenever you're building plasticity, you're doing something that's repetitious. You know, whether it be playing racquetball, driving a car, doing, you know, accounting or being an artist or being a teacher, being a musician, being a singer. Those are all things that build plasticity. And as you build plasticity, those systems get stronger and stronger and nothing can break them, you know, so to speak. And we look at Ozzy Osbourne as a great example of that.
Sure.
You know, when he gets on stage, he is absolutely, you know, amazing. Like his voice is the same as it always has been. But as soon as he's off the stage, you know, you see all the movement disorders and the stuttering and everything like that takes place on TV.
Right.
You know, so building that plasticity is one of the most important things that we can do. And I think you continue to build it by being involved. And I've asked tons and tons of patients that are older that are super healthy. And I say, what do you find is your secret? And they've all told me that you have to have a passion, whether it be your grandkids or a church or a food bank or a nonprofit organization, you know, or babysitting, gardening, playing Mahjong, having friends,
right.
Bingo. There has to be a purpose that keeps you driven and stimulated. And I think that's some of the things that we can do to keep our brains healthy.
Right. Real quick before our first break here, is there a difference in the sign of, you know, memory loss that disrupts daily life and then finding maybe that loved one that's just confused with time or places they may go? Is there a difference there than what's affecting their brain?
Not necessarily a difference, but which more or less what you're seeing is a progression. You know, so usually usually a lot of these neurodegenerative conditions, they take place, they start off in the temporal lobe, which is on the side of your head. So if everybody kind of grab their ear, or kind of put your hand over your head on your ear, that's your temporal lobe. And that's where a lot of these conditions start at. That's where your short-term memory is. So kind of missing steps here, missing steps there, that's that temporal lobe short-term memory. But as it progresses, it goes from the temporal into the frontal lobe. And so now your frontal lobe is your executive planning, the confusion that people have, the motivation, the drive. So when you start seeing degeneration in that frontal lobe, you've lost your temporal and you're starting to lose that frontal. And so now you don't know, you're losing short-term and long-term memory. You're losing like short sequences and knowing how to do math and knowing how to put things together and how to fix the car and how to clean the house. And so you're starting to lose some of those things that you used to know all your life.
Sure. Wow, a very serious subject and something that we are seeing more and more affect a lot of people's lives. So give Dr. Stedman a call, 303-781-5617. And we got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
When should I begin Social Security so that I can maximize my benefits? Have you been wondering what is right for your retirement planning? Dot Mechtenberg offers a free consultation. Don't make a mistake. Call Dot today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Our guest, Dr. Shane Stedman, integratedhealthdenver.com is his website and his number for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. Talking about memory loss and just aging, dementia, kind of what's the difference and all that. And we've covered a few points here. But, you know, Dr. Stedman, what do you got if you got someone maybe that's just, you know, hey, they don't show a lot of these things we've talked about with just memory loss or whatever, but you start to see them withdraw maybe from work or social activities. Is that a sign maybe that Alzheimer's, you know, may start to where they want to remove themselves from some of these social activities, so to speak?
It can be. You can get so a lot of, you know, I think we talked about a couple weeks ago that, you know, dementia is kind of like a category, and underneath that dementia, you have different types. So you have Alzheimer's, you have frontal temporal dementia, you have Parkinson's, actually sometimes is classified as that. And so it, it can be a sign. It doesn't always. So if somebody's listening to the radio, they're like, oh, my gosh, I withdraw, so, you know, I have dementia. It can be a sign, but not always. And the reason why is that, you know, when people withdraw or they become unmotivated or they procrastinate a lot or they lose that zest for life, they become apathetic, those are very often more frontal lobe kind of issues. And when we talk about dementias, a lot of time it involves that temporal frontal. So you might see some of those early things could pop out showing that there's some degenerative processes taking place. And I think we kind of chuckled, like, you know, the grumpy old men, you know, there's movies made about it, you know, where you have the grumpy old man who kind of like doesn't want to be around everybody, screaming at the kids to get off his lawn. You know, those can all be frontal lobe issues, but they can also be sometimes hormonal in guys.
Right.
Or they can be hormonal in women. So it's always good to kind of, and this is one of the things we try to figure out, you know, so if somebody comes into the office, is this a hormone issue or is it a dopamine issue or is it a neurodegenerative condition? So we try to figure out which is which to give us an idea of where to go.
Right. I was reading on one website that I saw, and I thought this one was something that maybe we could talk about for a minute. It said, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps. It said, a person with Alzheimer's disease may put things in unusual places. They may lose things and be unable to go back over their steps to find them again. And then this was sort of amusing, but it said, sometimes they may accuse others of stealing because they can't remember where they put something. Have you ever seen something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
it's one of those that's somewhat comical and definitely not.
Right, right.
Because they do. They blame other people. I mean, we've seen it as patients. I've seen it with, you know, the family member that I have. You know, she was accusing everybody of stealing her stuff. And even in the memory care center, she accuses other people of stealing her stuff when she just misplaced it. But yeah, so that, you know, you get that short-term memory issue, like, mm-hmm. Where did I leave my, you know, my glasses, you know, and then the frontal lobe, it helps you to retrace those steps. So you have that sequence and planning and retracing that can come from the frontal lobe. And then also kind of like when you start accusing others of doing wrong to you and you don't quite have good discernment and judgment, that totally doesn't make sense. You know, it's like if we all stop and talked about it, we go, yeah, that doesn't really make sense, Mom. You know, you lost your glasses.
Right.
You know, it wasn't the janitor, you know, because you put them in, you know, whatever. You put them in your dresser drawer on accident. You know, and so your frontal lobe should be able to say, well, it wouldn't make sense that the janitor would steal them because the janitor doesn't want your glasses. They don't have the same prescription, and they don't want those frames, you know?
Right.
But that frontal lobe for them doesn't do that. So it automatically goes to almost like an emotional response. So you're not able to dampen those emotional response. So now your emotional response is, you know, well, you stole my glasses and you did me wrong and you are a bad person. And, you know, whatever kind of comes out and you're like, really?
Right.
They're right here. And so that's why there's some comical piece to it. But man, I tell you what, when, you know, like personally, when we're dealing with family member on that, it's heartbreaking.
Oh,
you know,
no, like, I can't even imagine.
You know, I know, because you're just like, you know, it's like, and we always laugh. Like, we laugh, like, sometimes, like, when she leaves, you know, we're like kind of chuckling, like, oh, I can't believe we just went through this. Or you get a call from the facility, you're like, oh my gosh. And then we kind of have a little laugh. And then you kind of have that second part of you goes, oh, this is so sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But that's where you get into that frontal temporal piece again, is you're losing that short term and you're losing that executive function.
Right. Again, just kind of giving you some things of warning signs, different things to look for maybe in your loved ones. But last one we got time for here today I wanted to hit on was this article I was reading said new problems with words in speaking or writing. So sometimes they may have trouble following or joining a conversation.
Yeah, so that goes, this all goes back to that frontal lobe again. So the frontal lobe is your motor output. So motor, and I think every time that we, as just the general lay public, when we think about motor, we think about movement. So, but that's not only motor, speech is motor. So if all of a sudden your frontal lobe isn't working, you don't have really good speech. And some of those aspects of speech are on that left side of the frontal lobe. And so speech can be off. Your handwriting is a motor component. Even just like emotions coming out of you, that's a motor component. So if you're kind of being like ornery and you don't have good handwriting and all of a sudden your speech is unclear and you're getting frustrated around that. Those are all kind of part of that frontal lobe.
Right. Well, Dr. Shane Steadman's been our guest today, as he is every Monday from 12:30 to 1. And again, free consultation. No use in just not feeling good. And of course, there's a lot of areas Dr. Steadman's office can help you with. Our focus these last few weeks and probably next week will be on this topic of aging, memory loss, and dementia. So I'm telling you, if you're going through this, even just to go see Dr. Steadman to get some help of how to handle it, he can help you. 303-781-5617. Again, 303-781-5617. And his website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Steadman, thank you so much, sir. And we'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Shane Steadman. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.